USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
Keep us in prayer. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go. Or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
President Trump tweeting about his lawyer, Michael Cohen, who apparently recorded the president about a potential payment to a woman. The president saying on Twitter, inconceivable that the government would break into a lawyer's office early in the morning, almost unheard of. Even more inconceivable that a lawyer would tape a client, totally unheard of and perhaps illegal. The good news is that your favorite president did nothing wrong, explanation point. To Capitol Hill, where there's talk of expanding the country's emergency alert system, USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Someday soon, your binge-watching on platforms other than broadcast TV could be interrupted by a test from the emergency alert system. There's a new Senate bill exploring the feasibility of sending emergency alerts through online streaming services. The bill was prompted by a false missile alert in Hawaii earlier this year that exposed flaws in the emergency alert system. Many people never got the missile alert because they were watching shows online. I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. If you're an entrepreneur, a small business owner, or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Seeking non-doctor entrepreneurs to operate a niche medical clinic for erectile dysfunction with no needles, no medication, and no surgery. I tried it out myself to see if it works. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. It's an all-cash business. No insurance. The income potential is enormous. You need $100,000 liquid to get started. Go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Medicalpartnership.info.
The standoff at a Trader Joe's grocery in Los Angeles over a suspect, a woman in custody. This started as a domestic dispute. This eyewitness telling reporters,
it sounded like they were shooting return fire.
Former presidential candidate and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton making an appearance at Aussie Fest, a music, arts, and politics festival in New York City. She slams President Trump during her remarks. Kimberly Guilfoyle out at Fox News, the very latest now from Wendy King.
All Fox says is that it had parted ways with the legal analyst and co-host of The Five. She's been dating Donald Trump Jr. after he and his wife filed for divorce in March. Word is, Guilfoyle will be joining America First PAC, which supports President Trump's agenda. She had worked at Fox News Channel since 2006. Reports are she didn't leave the network voluntarily. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
The latest now on North Korea, the country trying to avoid sanctions. Here's John Clemens.
North Korea has been trying to get around the sanctions, smuggling petroleum products into the country by sea at levels that exceed what is allowed. Nikki Haley, U.S. ambassador to the U.N., says the illegal transfers disrupt the U.S. talks with North Korea.
The Security Council is going to hold tight. The international community, we ask you to hold tight as we go forward. The problem that we are encountering is that some of our friends have decided that they want to go around the rules.
I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to U.S.